Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we continued our series of interviews conducted at the 40th Annual Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, where we had the chance to meet up with several of our wonderful authors. In our last episode, we spoke with Richard C. Lindberg, author of SIU Press titles Tales of Forgotten Chicago, The Gambler King of Clark Street, Michael C. McDonald and the Rise of Chicago's Democratic Machine, and To Serve and Collect, Chicago Politics and Police Corruption from the Lagerbeer Riot to the Summerdale Scandal, 1855 to 1960, and co-author of Shattered Sense of Innocence, The 1955 Murders of Three Chicago Children. This week, we're talking with James A. Edstrom, author of Avenues of Transformation, Illinois' Path from Territory to State, winner of the 2023 Illinois State Historical Society Russell P. Strange Book of the Year Award. Avenues of Transformation traces the surprising path marked by shame, ambition, and will that led to Illinois' admission to the Union in 1818. Historian James A. Edstrom guides the reader through this story by associating each stage of the narrative, the original statehood campaign, the passage of Illinois' Statehood Enabling Act by Congress, and Illinois' first constitutional convention, with the primary leaders in each of those episodes. The lives of these men, Daniel Pope Cook, Nathaniel Pope, and Elias Kent Kane, reflect the momentous tangle of politics, slavery, and geography. This history maps the drive for statehood and the conflict between nation and state, and the perpetuation of slavery, and in the sweep of water and commerce. It underscores the ways in which the prairie state is uniquely intertwined, economically, socially, and politically, with every region of the Union, north, south, east, and west, and captures the compelling moment when Illinois statehood stood ready to more perfectly unify the nation. How did author James A. Edstrom find the Printers Row experience?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. It's a matter of being able to meet other authors and talk to people who are interested in books and are genuinely interested in learning about the stories that surround us.
Are there any new projects on his radar?
I am in the process of looking to adapt my book into a graphic novel. Looking for an illustrator at the moment, but I think I'm excited about it as a possible way to reach people through a new medium. I'm also doing some preliminary research on a new biography of John Peter Altgeld, governor of Illinois in the 1890s, who pardoned the men who were convicted in the Haymarket bombing.
What inspired him to adapt Avenues of Transformation into a graphic novel?
Well, it's all about having a great interest in stories. If you're referring to the graphic novel, it has to do with becoming more and more aware of the different ways you can tell a story, because images, illustrations, photos can be just as compelling and interesting as the written word. And the whole point of writing a book, a well-written book, is to create mental images, to transport the reader imaginatively into the past or into whatever situation, whatever event it is that you're writing about.
And what inspired him to write a biography about 19th century Illinois Governor John Peter Altgeld?
Well, there hasn't been anything really written extensively as far as biographies go of John Peter Altgeld since the 1930s. And he is a very important figure, more important now perhaps than ever before, because he was intertwined with stories such as the Haymarket bombing. You know, he pardoned the men who were convicted in that, you know, after he realized what a travesty it really was. And he paid for it. He paid for it politically, and he also, of course, was very important at the time of the Pullman strike of 1893. The kinds of issues he was dealing with, you know, fear of foreigners, fear of the other, labor unrest, income inequality, all those things, those are the issues that confront us today. And those are the issues that confront John Peter Altgeld.
We asked author James A. Edstrom to speak to the importance of learning about the past to understand and confront its effects today.
Well, you can't separate the past from what's happening today. I mean, if you consider, for example, the kinds of racial issues we confront in Illinois, in Chicago, all over this country, those stem from, of course, you know, this nation's original sin of slavery. And not many people know that slavery was quite common in Illinois up through about 1848. It was supposedly a free state, but the reality was much more complicated. In fact, you can't really say that African Americans had any measure of freedom, even if they weren't themselves enslaved. So that's a good example of an issue that we've had to deal with in the past over time. We're still dealing with it, and undoubtedly we'll be dealing with it as time goes forward, too.
You can buy your own copy of Avenues of Transformation, Illinois' Path from Territory to State, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear another interview from Printers Row Lit Fest. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.